Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Read my lips. No new friends. I'm just kidding. I'm always up for new friends. I just don't know where to put them.
In your pocket? My favorite local breakfast sandwich just up and decided to change the bun to a biscuit. How dare you toy with my simple pleasures?
I cannot imagine your pain right now, Heather. I ate leftover salmon for breakfast, so what up, breakfast fish people? We know who we are.
Ew. The most middle-aged thing I did this week was gush to everyone about my homemade pesto.
Have such a good day. Hello, world. Welcome back to Have Such a Good Day, the show that wants you to do just that.
I was totally lip syncing that, Sarah. You gotta laugh so you don't cry, y'all. How's everybody doing out there? This is the show that likes to unpack the absurdity of everyday life because it's fun and it's weird and it keeps on giving. How are you doing, Sarah?
Oh, I'm doing all right. I'm doing all right, Heather. This is episode 207. Two honey sebs.
Two honey.
And we're raring to go. Heather and I were actually going to record yesterday. In fact, we were actually going to record the day before yesterday. And both of us just kind of like, yeah, we just like, shit happened. And
it was like I had a case of the Mondays, you had a case of the Tuesdays, and then Wednesday, I don't know what happened. It was just a doozy of a week, I guess, Sarah.
There was a lot going on.
Stuff and things.
So we're recording now. When you're listening to this, you don't really care when we recorded, but Heather and I would like you to know that we've had doozy weeks, okay?
Yeah, it's been a doozy week, but you did a great President Bush impression, Sarah.
Thank you, HW. He doesn't get the memes that his son gets these days. So
yeah, that's true.
I'll just, yeah.
If y'all don't know what we're talking about, you could just Google it.
People know, read my lips, no new taxes.
Sure.
Well, actually, I should say, because we have some folks that are not U.S. based. Maybe you go, I don't know that. It's like a...
Maybe younger generations.
It was a very famous thing that he said.
But you know what? You made me think of rally. David Lynch, actually.
Yeah. Maybe I do. My George H.W. is a little bit more David Lynch.
A little more...
You know, I got to get my...
A little off-kilter.
Impressions were never my strongest suit, Heather.
So well, listen, at least you have a radio voice.
You're a face for radio anyway, especially in the morning. Well, you asked how everybody out there was doing, and you know, and I'm going to be part of that group, and I will tell you, Heather, that
because you are out there,
I am out somewhere there, boy, yeah, in outer space,
in many ways,
yeah. I had, you know, just to unpack a little bit about the doozy week.
Let's do it.
I had just one of those days yesterday where, like, everything just melted down around me, you know, and I can't point to, well, I couldn't, I'll get to what I'm pointing to in a minute, but I couldn't pinpoint what set me off. You know, I've been there. I don't know. Weight of the world on my shoulders, you know, lately, as we all have. But it was like a couple things happened. You know, somebody sends an email that's just the tone is a little off to me.
Yeah.
You know, that sort of thing where it's like, this is not a day ruining thing on its own. But there were a few of those. And I mean, it got to the point where I was like, I went to the gym and like went so hard on the treadmill, like at like a very steep incline. Like I looked kind of insane. You know, because I was like, I'm so worked up that I know this is the only like way out of it. Sorry, my phone's ringing. That's very annoying. And I'm gonna go ahead and decline that call.
Actually,
well, I should.
I'm a ringer off kind of gal. I let it vibrate.
Well, I should have done that. I updated my Apple Watch this morning, and so there was a whole iPhone Apple Watch thingamajig happening, and I just shit the bed. All right, we're not going to do that again. Silent mode is now on. So anyway, it was a bad day yesterday, and went to the gym, ran it out, looked crazy, sweat everywhere. I mean, I was just a monster. But I did feel better afterwards. Came home, had dinner, and was like, okay, you know what? You're allowed to like go off the deep end a little bit here and there. Let's just, you know, like what's our learning experience here? It was a bad day. Now, until I went to bed, I just thought like, you know, it was just a bad day. And this is, you know, it happens. But it was like a really bad day. And, you know, it was sort of like on the verge of tears, you know, here and there. Like one of those days where you're like, I can't get it together. You know, everything is upsetting me. And this morning, so I never thought about really the day yesterday, but this morning I woke up, you know, I look at the date because, you know, of course, that's what we do. It's September 21st. And yesterday was September 20th, which is the anniversary of my dad's death. And I never thought about it yesterday.
Interesting.
It just didn't come up, but it was almost like it was buried inside me somewhere.
Totally.
You know, and it really, you know, there was nothing, you know, particularly like death related that happened yesterday. I mean, in the world, you know, in my world. And so it was like something like inside my subconscious was like, like wound tightly.
I believe it.
And so that's September 20th. This is something my mom and I have talked about this a lot. It's like, this is something that, I mean, we never like celebrated the day, but we used to kind of like acknowledge, go to the cemetery, you know, I mean, she did more than I did. 'Cause I was often nowhere near here. But we don't talk about it anymore. You know, it's not, there's no real interesting factoid about it. It's a day that happened. But last year, weirdly, on September 20th, so September 20th, 2022, was also when I had my second breast cancer diagnosis. So this is like, I already had it. I had surgery, healed up. Then I got it, you know, it came back. Mm-hmm. That was September 20th. And I remember this because last year on September 20th, I did go to the cemetery. And on my way to the cemetery, I'm still in the car. My oncology surgeon calls me to talk about like, okay, next steps. Like, this is pretty bad. You know, we thought we got it and, you know, it's back. So, I mean, talk about like a crazy day.
Wow,
so the day, you know, and I didn't think about that as I wouldn't have remembered that I talked to my oncology surgeon. I wouldn't have remembered the date, except that I remember where I was when she called me and I was going to the cemetery, which is just like, you know, it's on a road that I usually wouldn't travel otherwise. Like it just, I know when it was. So I was like this morning, like, gosh. You know, do we have these little things just inside our brains, just sort of waiting to like need a release? Because I was really off yesterday and I never thought about either of those things.
Huh.
Until this morning where I was like, oh, wait a second. It's September 21st, which means yesterday was the 20th.
Does that give you a little peace in the sense that you're like, oh, okay, now I know why. Maybe I know why I felt so crappy.
I don't know. I mean, I don't know that it. I mean, listen, my dad died in 2004. So I've had many a year where like, I wouldn't even think about September 20th until like a week or more later. Kind of thing. Yeah. You know, there was no sort of like build up type thing. But I also find that a little weird that I don't think about that. I mean, maybe it's like a coping mechanism because my dad's birthday is October 8th. So just in a few weeks. And then my birthday is October 12th. So his birthday and my birthday have always been linked together because we're only a few days apart. And I've said on the show before, my birthday is not a huge deal. Everybody gets older as long as we're still alive. We're getting older second by second. It all compounds into sort of this like, okay, dad died, cancer, birthdays. And then it's like, oh, and now it's Halloween, right? That's only a couple of weeks after that. And, you know, marching, because everybody just, I don't know, holidays are like 6 months long now. So it's like right around the time of Halloween is when we all start thinking about Christmas. Thanksgiving's in there somewhere. And what am I doing? And I think weirdly, I mean, talking about it now, I'm like, yeah, this all kind of makes sense. Like, you know, life is still precious and great. I can keep it together. But yesterday I just like, I went sideways. I really did. Yeah. And I think, you know, I somewhat unbeknownst to myself, this all played a part. So anyway, today's a new day. So we're all good.
It is. And it's funny because I didn't have as much of a sort of layered experience as you did. I mean, especially because you didn't really realize it until you were halfway through. I just had more of a case of the Mondays this week. Maybe it's just, I don't know, wherever some planet is in the universe right now, who knows, maybe it's the retrograde something. But it was the same for me though, in the sense.
Retrograde, I think it's Mercury.
Yeah, it could be
Mercury
that.
In retrograde.
Doesn't Uranus go through retrograde?
God. I mean, don't talk about my butt, okay? That's my business and my business only.
All right, so for me, I had a similar experience in the sense that like it wasn't exactly one thing, but it was a sequence of events that were triggering throughout the day, like sort of not like bad news, but just like unsavory situations with my business. And then on top of it, I for some reason, I was really having a hard time understanding, like looking at the map of California and seeing that all of the current wildfires are clustered around me. I obviously would never want wildfires around anyone else, but I'm just like, I'm in Northern California. Like, I would never have thought, I thought escaping SoCal was like saving me from that, or like not right. being in wine yeah. country where my friends want to move because they're so afraid of being burnt down. And mm-hmm. and meanwhile, I've got like another day today of super smoky skies, like very bad. And so I'm like, I'm
because
well,
you're
really
getting
paranoid.
Like Southern Oregon stuff, right?
Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff near
that,
me.
That's
California.
Something that would affect you, but like doesn't even affect me. Because I'm too far south.
No. Well, so basically there's Southern Oregon, obviously there's actually, it goes all the way up to Washington and Canada, but there's actually a lot of fires just north of here in California and just east of here, like
oh,
near me.
Like Crescent
like very
City
close
type
by.
Area.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Up there just east of here, like Willow Creek. I am just, it's freaking me out, man. And it's like, yeah. there will be a potentially beautiful, sunny, nice day, which I gripe about the weather here sometimes because there can be cloud cover being on the coast. And so whenever there's a sunny day, I'm really pumped. But like the sun finally comes out and then it's covered in smoke.
Right.
And so I just get like, it just, I've never been more kind of frustrated with it. And we have to close all of our windows and it's just a whole thing.
Well, yeah, because I mean, the trade-off, you know, and you've talked about this on the show before, right? Is like, you live in a beautiful part of the world, you know, and the trade-off is that you're kind of far away from stuff.
Yeah.
And that can be, you know, you've got a long drive to get to the Bay Area. You've got to, yep. you know, get on a plane to get anywhere else. I mean, unless you really want to drive all of California. But you're kind of like in this beautiful part of the world where you're supposed to be, I don't
safe.
Know. Yeah. Safe.
Exactly.
I guess.
So it's like a psychological thing. So I think I like started to spin in my head and I was like, oh my gosh, I should go get another air purifier. And I started to go down this like rabbit hole. Where could I get an air purifier? And then I got really frustrated mm-hmm. being so remote. You know, there's often very little stock up here. You have to get things shipped, you yeah. know? And so I'm just like, you spiral. But anyway, so I relate. But I, you know, it's like every single day is different. Yesterday I had a great day. It was very productive. I mean, I am a little disappointed that I wasn't invited to the Sofia Coppola book launch party at Chateau Marmont. But I'll just have to have my own party. Thank you very much.
Were you expecting to be invited?
No, but I wish I were.
Gosh,
no.
I haven't
of
been to Chateau
not.
Marmont
I don't
in
know her personally.
Quite some time. In fact, you were there with me last time I was there.
I think
there.
So. I know.
You were. I remember that. Because we saw yep. Diane Keaton dining
we
at
did.
A table nearby.
I did. Yeah.
And
yeah,
like
we used to go to lunch there and on the patio.
Yeah. You know, it's a scene, but it's like, it's a scene for anybody who's, this is like a, well, it's a hotel, but also
Sunset Boulevard,
a celeb CNBC scene kind of thing. Like there's a yeah. bar, there's like an outdoor patio. It's cool. It's very, yeah. you know, old LA kind of thing. But it's yeah, the kind awesome. Of place that it's not like just for tourists. Like you will see celebrities there for, yeah. I don't know, better or worse. But Heather and I were there. We were meeting our friend Winter and there were other people there. I think Mauricio was there. Anyway, these are friends that you all don't know, but our friends. And your back was to Diane Keaton. I was like, oh, I got a good one. Got a good yeah. one. Don't look
that was a really
now.
Good one. She was wearing gloves too.
She was. Just, she's a glove know. Wearer. Yeah.
She like is. You know, speaking of LA, actually, yesterday I booked a little. Well, I'm going to LA mid October, kind of around your birthday, Sarah. You should come. And
I might. I got no other plans.
Yeah, I got tickets a couple weeks ago. You should totally come. But I'm taking some friends and their kid. To the Magic Castle because of this
oh my
reciprocal
gosh.
Club thing.
My the kinda Magic fun. Castle. I was about to say my Magic Castle. I have nothing to do with it. I've only been once. So fun. Love it.
It is. It's really fun. We're doing a brunch on like the weekend and then you can do the you see the magic stuff like before and after. It'll be
oh.
fun.
Yeah,
just,
I've only
just,
been there.
You know, something to look
it was kind
to.
Of like an evening thing. In fact,
yeah.
I have a funny I'm glad you're doing that. Sorry, I didn't mean to step on your toes. I've only been there once. It was actually, weirdly enough, after my dad died, my mom's birthday is in March. So it was her birthday. I lived in LA. You know, she and I were both just limping along, barely, you know, coherent people. So, you know, it was not even 6 months afterwards. She came to LA for her birthday. And I took her to the Magic Castle for her birthday. And, you know, it, and I'm sure the brunch thing is somewhat similar. It's like, you go, you have an appointment, like you have to go at a certain time, you know, they let, you know, this is sort of, your, you know, reservation time, like a restaurant. But then there is a restaurant inside, which then you can reserve a time for dinner, because you want to like see like various shows and this and that. And I remember it was just like, I don't know, we probably went on a Saturday night or something. And it was just like the only time for like a sit down dinner, because I wanted to do something nice for her, was at 9. And I didn't want to tell her that because she would have said, oh, I don't want to go. No, I'm not eating dinner at 9. That's insane. My mom eats dinner at like 5:30. And, you know, which is actually not the worst idea in the world, but it's quite early. And she, and so I told her like, as we were driving there, and my boyfriend at the time didn't have a tie. And I'm like, you need a tie. You're supposed to dress up. Oh my God. We had to like find a tie somewhere. It was a whole thing. And I said, by the way, Mom, we're not eating dinner until 9. And she was like, what? Why are you doing this to me on my birthday? And I'm like, you're going to love this. Just fucking go with it.
I bet she did, right?
And she did. Oh, we loved it. It was great. It was so fun. I love magic.
Well, it's funny, Sarah, you, I realized looking at my calendar, I am actually flying on your birthday. You should consider this. We could book a night or two at the Chateau Marmont for your birthday. Seriously, why not, dude? Seriously.
Yeah. And no, I don't know why not.
Whoop it up.
Sounds kind of fun.
Whoop it up. And just think about it, because I'm going to be there for a whole week, and we could, you know, we could celebrate your B-Day. We could go to the Magic Castle.
You know, that could be fun.
Think about
that
it.
That could be fun. Midweek.
Have a think on it.
My birthday's midweek. I don't remember what day it is.
It's like a Thursday.
It's a Thursday. Oh, okay. So it could be like the following weekend
day.
Type thing. Yeah.
Well,
weekend. Let's ruminate. Let's ruminate
on
that one.
Yeah, we're ruminating on that. So other than... trying to be better about planning ahead. I'm pretty good about booking my trips to LA just because it's kind of a short jaunt. It's kind of easy. But I've been just going back and forth about this trip I'm supposed to do to New Orleans, just looking at tickets. They're crazy expensive. And I don't know, maybe November is like a popular time to go, but I have like a couple things that I want to put in the calendar and just book ahead of time so I can like look forward to it. But it's on my list. It's on my very, very long list. You know, I have to just one little quick update that I'm sure y'all are anxious to hear about.
Bated breath, Heather.
I think I've taken the Liam Neeson soothing action movie thing a little too far.
Wow.
You know, Liam Neeson has done a lot of movies. He's been in so many action movies. It's kind of crazy actually going down this rabbit hole, because you realize you're like, I've never heard of this movie like ever. And you watch them because you're like, it's Liam Neeson. It's got to be, you know, good.
Yeah, where he's going to say something very deadpan. And you're going to go, we love you, Liam.
No, we're in the dud zone. We're in the dud zone of the Liam Neeson oove. And we're taking a break. So other than that, business as usual. Trying to move the damn needle here in NorCal with my business, dealing with, you know, lots of high interest rates and insurance hikes, and there's nothing you can really do about it, though. You know, it's just those strange times, smoky skies. I just wish the world would chill a little, though. Honestly, I feel like I don't know. It's a lot. It's a lot all the time. But a good little piece of non like super adult stressful stuff is that I, you know, and you speaking of friends at the top of the show, Sarah, You know, we both have a lot of friends, I feel like. I mean, we're pretty popular. Just kidding. No, really, though. We have a lot of friends. We're at of a certain age where we've collected people throughout our lives. Yeah. And
I feel like I've friends from different stages. It's sort of like, I don't know, if you think of it like the playa at Burning Man. In the center are like the real ones.
Yeah.
And then you've got like friends that you would love to see, but it's okay if you don't all that often.
Yeah.
And then you kind of have the acquaintances out, you know, in the outer circles that are maybe don't have as much in common with your art installation. But you see him here and there.
It's an interesting analogy, Sarah, because you've
never
been to
Burning
Man.
Thank you. I don't know why I did that. I've never even been to Burning Man.
But I think you understand it enough to make an analogy. But I think that's actually a good way of putting it because, yeah, you've got your inner sanctum, your inner core of the people that you could just call on a whim and it's fine. They may or may not pick up, but usually they do. I mean, you talk on a regular basis. And then there's a lot of different layers nowadays because of the different ways you can communicate. Well, I have a dear friend of mine. There are these friends, though, that I've sort of maybe lost touch with a little bit. Maybe I keep tabs a little, like on Instagram, on social media, but it's always that nagging feeling like, man, I really got to catch up with that person. I miss them. Like they were, they mean a lot to me and I want to be in more regular contact with them. How do I do this? And so I just reached out and this is an old friend that you know, he goes by the name of Trout. And I consider him a good friend of mine, even though we've kind of, you know, I feel like I've been in this like drier cycle for the last couple of years, you know, where I'm just tumbling around and I'm, you know, I was thrown into kind of the fire of circumstance. It brought me up to NorCal. I'm kind of doing something totally different now. And so we kind of lost touch. I did stay with him actually about a year or so ago. And you know, had a fun time.
Well, you know, sorry to just interrupt quickly. I know this because you showed me a picture. He had this really cute new dog. And you know, as you're saying like, oh, I haven't seen Trout in a while. I'm thinking like, but didn't she see him recently? Cause I saw the picture of his extremely cute dog. And that's why time needs to slow the F down because that was, I guess a year ago. I feel like
it's crazy.
Recently.
I know, same. He said it was like 2 years ago. I'm like, no way. Like, no way. Like, that scared me. I was like, if it was 2 years ago, like, something's wrong with my brain because it feels like 8 months ago, you know?
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, or yesterday, whatever. Time is a flat
circle. You
know. Yeah, pretty much. So
Burning Man, see? It all comes
exactly.
back to the playa.
Yes, it does. So I caught up with him yesterday and I just reached out. I was like, hey, dude, let's do a FaceTime because we did used to do that. We used to work together. We had a really great working relationship, but also a really strong friendship. We were just that rare, not a rare breed because Sarah, you and I have had that for a long time.
Sure.
I just like, we traveled together. We were always going to New York together.
Some people are just, they're easy to be friends with.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, there's no kind of like, you know, it's like you just kind of get, you get each other. Yeah,
exactly. And that's totally how it was. He was like in his robe, you know, he had a really fabulous robe on, but like, you know, it felt very natural. It felt very natural and very like, oh yeah, like I feel like I just talked, you know, those friends where years can go by and then you connect and you're like, it's not that weird. And you don't have to catch up on every single little thing. You kind of get each other. So anyway, we caught up for like an hour. It was so great. Showed him around like the house and the property and like he hadn't seen where I lived really. You know, he's long overdue to come visit like you, Sarah. And so I was like, how do we make this a more regular thing? And he's like, I'm like, what if we did like a monthly call and like put it on the calendar? And he was like, yes, I love that. How about, okay, Wednesdays, because yesterday was Wednesday. I call it Wednesday, because we were actually having wine together, like
Wines
on
Day.
The FaceTime.
Get it?
Yeah, pretty clever. I actually have my friend Jillian to thank for that. I think she came up with it, or maybe she got it from somewhere online. I'm sure someone else came up with it a long time
someone
ago.
Someone in the world probably also says Wednesday.
Someone in the world. So anyway, wonderful conversation, just reflections of the history we had together. And it really perked me up. It was really therapeutic, just like that, even reflection back on me of like who I am and who he makes me feel like. Like, I love the way the reciprocal, yeah, just like the love, the who he sees me as, and just like the whole thing was so therapeutic. So the moral of the story is, and now we have, he actually sent a calendar invite every, I think it's third Wednesday of the month, third Wednesday, we are going to do a FaceTime. I'm actually really excited. This is like something to look forward to every month. And so the moral of this is to reach out to an old friend, y'all. It doesn't hurt. It often helps. And it's my advice for you this week. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com if you have any thoughts
on Wednesday, friends, or others.
Old pals.
I love that, Heather. I'm kind of, I don't know, just probably because of my own wonky schedule. The idea of like every third Wednesday, now I have to do something else that's on my calendar, kind of, that would give me like, ugh, why am I doing this? But to hang out with a friend, I mean, one could argue you and I are kind of doing that. We're just letting everyone else in on our conversation that we have with each other once a week, which is great. Because if I didn't talk to you once a week, I mean, we talk. We, you know, over text quite a bit. But not doing this, I would miss you.
100%.
So yeah, I think that's really cool.
We don't do as much IRL these days. And that's what's so interesting is like we are very close, you know, like I know all the intricate details of your life and we talk every day. We're slacking it up. We have like an ongoing chat that I don't have that with everybody where it's like,
I mean, imagine if we were doing the show and I'm like, I don't know Heather that well. I just don't, I don't really know what her deal is.
The show would be really different.
You know, what makes her brain tick? No, yeah. I do. I definitely do. But I also have, show. I have friends like what you're describing. I have friends where I don't think that, I'm certainly not offended if I don't talk to them in a while. And I don't think that they're offended if they don't hear from me. But we, you know, speaking of birthdays, you know, I'm going to hear from them on my birthday.
Oh,
you know, and vice versa. Like stuff like that where it's like, I never really feel like they've, you know, gone into the ether. Even if it's been like a damn near year since we've spoken, we'll come back around and we'll be fine because it's like, again, inner circle of Burning Man.
Oh, yeah.
All sandy and weird
the
glitter
perfect metaphor.
Stuff. It's fine. So anyway, well, good. I am so, you'll have to talk more about Wednesday. As you have them. I'm down for Wednesday. Love a good glass of wine myself.
I'll just be on FaceTime all day. Let's do it.
Man, Heather, I think I've told everybody that I've got this like weird physical aversion to red wine now. It's not that I don't like the taste of it. I actually really do. I actually prefer red wine. It's just like I can't drink, like you drink red wine like maybe with dinner or like after the sun goes down type thing.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know. Sometimes like rosé or whatever is like more fun for brunch. But because I'm going to brunch all the time, please. I eat like leftover fish for breakfast and go to the gym. But
gross.
I know it sounds gross. Like to me, it's like it's sustenance. I love fish for breakfast.
That is the title of one of your many books, Sarah. Leftover Fish.
It's sustenance. A story of, you know, one sad woman's
of life, love, and sustenance.
Yeah. Live, laugh, sustain.
It is a bestseller, let me tell you. I already see it. All the books.
What I did want to just, to switch gears, I wanted to talk about burner accounts, Heather.
Not Burning Man, but
not Burning
accounts.
Man. No. There's a whole burning theme happening on the show,
there is a
which
theme,
is unintentional.
For sure.
burner accounts, meaning like you might have ever heard the term the Finsta, which is an Instagram account that's like, you're like, I'm creeping on the low account.
Yeah.
Like yep. No one knows it's me, or it's the way that I like spy on people that might have blocked me in the past. Much of this is childish and petty. Mm-hmm. But there are sometimes good reasons to have burner accounts. For example, I was telling the dudes on DTNS somewhat recently, like, yeah, I don't have a burner and I don't do that. And then I was like, uh-huh. Wait a second, that is not even true. I have two burner Facebook accounts, which I use really? Not like all that often, but it's like, well, because you can set a bunch of, you know, you have a variety of settings for yourself. Uh-huh. And then it's not so much that like it's a spy tool, although it can be, but it's sort of like, I want to see what the, you know, if I don't know, the company rolls out new features or somebody talks about something weird happening. It's like, just, you know, for my job, it's like, I want to see what the UI is in various circumstances. Like, okay, me, but also like, what if I just like use another email address and have another account and like who's getting recommended to me, you know, that sort of thing. So I do have a couple of those. One might say that I have an Instagram burner account, but it's not really a burner account because it's my dog's account. So I have two accounts there. I mean, they're very public, both of them. So not a burner, but I have a burner Twitter account. Definitely. It's called X now, but I'm still calling it Twitter, just so everybody knows what I'm talking about. And that's about it. So I wanted to ask you, Heather, is this something that you've ever dabbled in? And if not, do you think it's weird?
I'm trying to think if I've ever dabbled in this. I don't think I have. I mean, obviously, if I'm thinking about it, I probably haven't.
I wouldn't call you like a social media detective. I feel like you just sort of go, you know what, y'all play in your sandbox over there.
I'm real life detective, else. Sarah.
No, I believe you're a good detective if you want to be.
Yeah.
But that's the thing. That's the key word, want.
Yeah, I think I'm kind of a, in fact, with my friend yesterday, we were talking about Tumblr and how much I was a Tumblr kind of social media person. I never really been a Twitter person, and I've never really been a Facebook person. But I would say I do miss the Tumblr world, and I am an Instagram person. I would say that's the only place that I do a fair amount of sleuthing. But I was considering doing a anonymous Substack, mostly because...
An anonymous Substack?
Yeah, because I think the reason I started a Substack, truth be told, I did. I started it. I wanted to do it before my trip, and then...
Oh my God, this
is
your
Finsta. I get really lazy about writing.
It's an anonymous Substack. All right, keep going.
I have a lot to say, Sarah, but I don't know if what I have to say anyone would care about, or they would just roll their eyes, or, you know, it's like a typical writer's concern. Like, is anyone going to like what I write or like what I have to say?
Well, because if they know who you are, you worry that whatever you bring to the table, you know, that's part of your sort of aura. Like they will use, you know, not against, but in conjunction with whatever you say going forward.
Yes, exactly. It's like everything. I like to stay a little mysterious. I don't really want to have everything out there on the internet. Maybe that's part of it. And maybe that's why I should have a burner account. I do like my anonymity, and I feel like if I start a Substack, and it wouldn't be super personal. I would do something, my adventures in real estate and my interior and my clothing and my, you know, it'd be stupid stuff. It would be like kind of fun, you know, fun stuff. I wouldn't be like bearing my soul or anything. So I don't know what I'm worried about, but it's funny you bring it up because I have been, like I said, I did start the Substack, but I'm really struggling with creating a routine of like writing, carving out time to write. I'm lazy. I'm doing all these other things.
It's not like laziness. I know what you mean. It's a muscle. Like, you got to flex that muscle. I mean, I'm with you. I write, like, copy. I write news copy.
Same.
I could do that all day.
Same.
Which I do. But, like, to write something that's of substance that I think somebody else might get something out of, that's hard. That's a hard exercise.
And you have to, like, focus. So my cat has taken over my seat.
I know. No one can see you except me, Heather, but I noticed that you stood up. I'm like, does she have sciatica? Like, what's happening?
No, Charlie is he has these moments of, he wants to dominate. And if I'm sitting in his chair, which all of the chairs are his chairs, he'll like tower over me as if he's going to attack me. And so I just get up. I just like let him sit there.
And
so
you don't just pick him up and, you know, kind of.
I do.
Yeah,
I do. But sometimes he'll kind of lash back. It's just a way of getting my attention.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I've got a couple animals like that in my life, too.
Okay. I'm a little bit, as you know, a little bit of a superstitious slash like setting intentions, I think can be very helpful. And I'm trying to be better at that. Like, okay, what are my goals? Like, what do I want to do with my mind and, you know, my life? I mean, I think about this all the time and I'm like, I would love to write more. I really think I need to, but I don't know what it is. I think I tend to do everything else before that. And then the day is just over and I need to be a little bit, more disciplined in that way. And I want to make the effort. It's strangely hard for me. It's like not eating cookies at night. Like, I don't have the willpower to not eat cookies.
Well, but of course you do, but I know what you mean. 100%.
It's hard. I mean, it's like having that glass of wine with dinner. These are things I've learned about myself. I think as we age, you know, I realize these things, that these patterns, you know, like I think I'm hard on myself. I expect myself to be great. I want to be great. Damn it. And I have high expectations about life. I have high standards and I'm maybe even a perfectionist. And it's not always a good thing. I'm hard on myself and
well,
I want to do a lot of wonderful things.
Well, being a perfectionist is a series of disappointments. Let's be honest.
100%. Yeah, because the expectations, my boyfriend's always telling me this.
You're always going to fall short and be like, oh, I'm not good enough.
Exactly. Yeah. And but at the same time, I'm like, well, I still don't hate this about myself because I think it's good to shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
But I can sometimes overthink it and kind of, get myself into a little bit of a mood because I'm like, I don't know, like what is my legacy? How does this journey end? Is there a payoff? How can I just like let go of expectations and just like chill, you know? Yeah. And that I'm working on it. I'm working on it, y'all. If you guys have any suggestions on how to do that, email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com.
Please do. Please do. And just, you know, Heather, I know you know that I know you're not alone. We both know things. Yeah. Time is a flat circle, but yeah, I mean, I, you know, going back to like the very, very bad day that Dr. Seuss and Sarah had yesterday, I mean, I honestly was like, there were times again, like I was just in a weird hole where I was like, I'm just like a loser, you know?
Yeah.
I'm
that's
a loser
what
who can't do anything right.
Yeah.
And I know people have fleeting thoughts like that all the time. Some of us struggle with it more than others, you know, but just that kind of like, I should be better. You know, I should be smarter.
Totally.
I should try harder.
I should write more. I should go to Burning Man.
I should go. Well, no, I actually don't want to do that at all. just not my thing. But too much glitter and mud.
You're not a costumey person either, but
I'm not.
We digress.
No, speaking of Halloween, I'm like, I don't wear costumes. I'll go to your party. I'm not wearing shit. But Costumes make people act weird. It has always
I remember one time though you did dress up and you were a tea bag or you were a D bag or something with Prager.
I was a hoe bag,
of course.
I was a hoe bag. We had a D bag and a tea bag. We all wore trash bags came to your party.
That was really fun.
Great. It was one of those like, all right, what do? We can't go.
Trash bags.
Heather really wants us.
What do we have in the cabinet?
Yeah, I'm a hoe bag. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, one of my finer moments. But yeah, I know what you mean. I know what you mean. And I think it's good to strive for the best version of ourselves. And at the same time.
Be kind.
Be kind.
I think that's really the, I think you can do both. Try to find some balance in that. You know, it's funny. We talked last week and the week before about email sign-offs. Well, I have a new one for you, Sarah. I wanted to throw this out to the audience here. So I have a new kind of business associate that I'm working with. And
is it David Lynch?
No, it's Sofia Coppola. No, just kidding. That's why I'm pissed I didn't get invited.
Diane Keaton?
No, really. Actually, she's no one you know. But she signs all of her emails with delightfully, comma. And I thought it was interesting because she's a very new person in my life. And we have just been talking about the sign-offs. And I've never known anyone to use delightfully. And I just, I really took a pause yesterday. I was like, huh, delightfully, is it just sort of an interesting word? It's an interesting choice. It's very
positive.
It is.
So in that sense, I like it.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm with, you know, some of our audience out there. I think I'm still on the cheers train, maybe the peace and love train. I don't know. Delightfully might be a little too lofty for me. A little too, a little woo woo.
It's kind of like cafe gratitude. Yeah, exactly. Like you are joyful.
That's exactly right. A little too much.
If no one understands that reference, there is a. I don't even know they exist anymore. Okay, they do. This is like a super granola California chain.
Like quinoa bowls.
A few restaurants. Like there's one in SF. In there's a couple in LA. And I don't even know if they still do this because I haven't been there in a while. But it's like vegan food and like smoothies and that sort of thing. But one of the things that when you're, you know, ordering something on the menu, it all has like little you are adventurous. This is an adventurous smoothie type thing. And so you order what you want to order and then the person gives it to you and says, you are adventurous.
Yeah.
Little culty, not going to lie, but I like their food.
Yeah, I do. So I like granola food. I really do. In fact, I made a really love granola stir fry last night. Delicious.
That's kind of all I want. Yes, I know.
We're the same hippie, in that way, Sarah. I think we like our nubby, nutritious food. On that note, it's getting smoky in here. I think I'm going to have to close the windows. It's a bummer.
Oh, Heather, I'm sorry. I hope that the air quality...
Here's one thing I'd like for these app developers out there to think about. Is there a way to predict the week? You know, you can predict a week out for weather. I mean, more or less. Can I look into the next week and find out if it's going to be smoky for another couple days? Or maybe it'll pass in the next day. I'd like to know that because I'll get out of Dodge.
You know what? I'm gonna send you some of my weather Twitter people. Like people who are like very, I don't know. They just, that's their thing. That's their, you know, they're not, I mean, they're kind of like sort of Substack anonymous, to be honest. But they're just like weather Twitter.
Totally. I love those people.
But you say things
I need to
right
be in
enough
that
times
feed.
And then the rest of
I
us
need,
follow
I
you.
Need this in my life, Sarah.
Yeah, I know. I have a couple people that that I hear from all the time that could be helpful
you.
To you.
I appreciate
but yes.
It.
But I know what you mean. Like a weather app itself is going to tell you like, here's like what's gonna happen.
I'd love a prediction on the smoke though.
10 days, but every day it changes.
And also the wind yesterday blew it all down to the Bay Area. In fact, I had friends that were like, now it's here. And I'm like, yeah, it just got really windy here today. And I think it blew it all down there. So I was like, I'm sorry.
Well, anyway. Everyone, Heather and I hope you have such a good day. Thank you for letting us vent. This was kind of a venti show.
It was a
show.
Bit of a venti show.
Not to be confused with venti latte, because
I need one of those about
at
right
Starbucks.
Now.
They're like, do you want a tall?
I go tall.
Yeah, I'm like, I just say small or large. Yeah. And sometimes they look at me and go like, so you mean venti? And I'm like, yeah, I
use
do.
The
and
right
you
lingo,
know that
Sarah.
I do. So you know what? Let's all just keep it pushing, okay? All right. Everybody, thank you for listening. Heather and I appreciate you more than you will ever know.
And we will try to get off this struggle bus of life.
We will. We will. You know, sometimes life is a struggle bus. Let's be honest. We're in a safe space here. Real quick for our patrons, thank you so much for supporting us. Your contributions mean that we keep the lights on 100%. Around here. We really, really appreciate it. If you want to know more about directly supporting the show, getting an ad-free version of the show, because our free version definitely has ads. So, you know, thank you for everybody who likes the show anyway. But if you'd like to kind of be a premium member, patreon.com/havesuchagooddays, where to
premium.
Find out more about
good
that.
Good word, Sarah. And who likes ads? I don't. I had someone send me a documentary on YouTube the other day. I wanted to watch it, but it was like every few minutes was an ad, and I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Well, I sometimes, when I want to be masochistic at the gym, I'll listen to our show. And the only reason I say that is because I hate the sound of my own voice. I also hate the, you know, what I see in the mirror. It's just... This is how we all feel about ourselves, right? You know, well, I mean, I don't hate myself, but I think I am
course,
my own worst critic. But when I listen to the free version of the show, I'm like, oh man, there are a lot of ads sometimes. And listen, that gives us a few pennies here and there. So that's what we're working with.
Are on their way out though. So that should tell you something.
Heather, you know, Heather just drops pennies.
I kind of do, actually. I don't like pennies. I give the penny jar pennies because, like, when they give me 4 pennies back, I put them in the penny because I, you know, I'm trying to help a brother or sister out.
Parting story. Parting story. I can't help it. Talking about pennies. Yeah, because I'm like, I just don't carry cash. Although I had a weird dream last night that I had, like, hundred awesome. Dollar bills in my wallet. And
I got a little cash these days.
I guess I forgot nice. About that. I don't I wouldn't know, maybe in a drawer somewhere, like I could find a quarter, but I don't.
And a pen.
I don't
maybe
use cash
a pen there with that quarter.
Oh no, there isn't, because I looked for one yesterday and I couldn't find it. Who needs pens? But the other day I was going to get my vitamin water at my little corner store, and they're weird there. They're, I don't know. They need to like figure out like how to be nicer to customers. But the guy was like, cash only. And I'm like, no, it isn't. I've been here before. And he's like, cash only. And so I was like, no, I'm going to go somewhere else. And he's like, okay, hi. Because their machines were down. He just didn't have a good demeanor about it. But it's like, cash only. I think a lot of people would be like, oh, okay, you know, not the end of the world. I'll just, you know, see what's in, you know, it's like, I'm buying a vitamin water. What is it? $3? $2? You know, that kind of thing. And, you know, here I am being like, what do you think I have cash on me? And I'm in a hurry. Goodbye, sir. So anyway.
Great story, Sarah. That's a good one.
I'm done. Thanks, Heather.
Y'all out there, stay beautiful. And spread the peace,
stay beautiful.
Spread the love.
Mm-hmm.
Until next week, I will be Heather forever.
And I will be Sarah Forera.
Have such a good day. That's an order.
Bye.
Thank you. Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.